弟兄姐妹朋友们早安，首先祝贺大家复活节快乐。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends. First of all, I would like to wish you all a happy Easter.
这实在是一个大喜的日子，是主耶稣荣耀复活的喜日。
This is really a great day of joy of the glorious resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
也是两堂众多弟兄姊妹要受洗归主，在主复活的荣耀中有份的喜日。在此也特别的向他们衷心的祝贺。
Hereby we give them a heartfelt congratulations.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱主阿爸父，实在是感谢你定下这改变人类、改变世界的美好的日子。
Dear Lord, our heavenly Father, we thank you for setting this wonderful day to change mankind and the world.
我们众儿女来到你的宝座前，满心欢喜的迎接复活的主。此时此刻也临在我们中间。
And we come to your throne with joyful hearts to welcome the risen Lord who is among us at this very moment.
敞开我们的耳，我们的心，我们的口，都沐浴在你复活的恩膏、复活的大能、复活的荣耀之中。
And to open our ears, our hearts, and our mouth to the anointing, the power, and glory of your resurrection.
奉主耶稣得胜的名。
We pray in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 今天是复活节，我特别选了与复活有关的题目，信徒荣耀复活的要诀。刚才大家读了35-49节，实际上我的信息会涉及到整章内容。
So today is Easter, and so I chose the topic of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. So the passage we've read is from 1 Corinthians 15, 35 to 49, but the passage will involve the entire chapter.
当今世界哈，无论有没有信仰，持守什么信仰，随着科学的不断发现，以及许多人临终灵异的案例解析呢，对灵魂不灭的真实性是越来越形成共识了。
In today's world, regardless of whether one has faith or regardless of what faith one holds, as science continues in discovery and as many deathbed cases are being analyzed, there's a growing consensus on the reality of the immortality of the soul.
基督徒对灵魂复活都会坚信不疑。
Or Christians are firm believers of the resurrection of the soul.
然而对肉体复活以及复活后的光景，很多人仍像几千年前初期教会的听众和信徒一样，充满着各种的困惑。
However, many people are still confused and perplexed about the resurrection of the body and the life after resurrection, as were the listeners and believers of the early churches thousands of years ago.
比如有人认为，既然信徒洗礼时已经与基督一同复活，那么如今信徒的生命已经是复活的生命。仅此而已，并不需要身体的复活。
For example, some people think that since believers were already resurrected with Christ when they were baptized, and their life is now a resurrected life, and that's all. There is no need for a bodily resurrection.
有人担忧复活后自己会是什么样的样子呢？
Some worry about what they will look like after the resurrection.
年轻时的还是老年时的样子？健康时的还是生病时的样子？会不会缺胳膊少腿没眼睛呢？
Are they going to be young or old? Will they look healthy or sick? Will they be missing an eye, an arm, or a leg? And so on.
生活中他们愿意大花大量的时间、金钱买化妆品、描眉画眼，买营养品来滋养肉身，追求高富帅、白富美、长寿。
In life, they're willing to spend countless money and time to buy cosmetics to touch up their appearance, to buy nutrition supplements to feed their bodies,and to pursue the rich prince charming, the young miss perfect, or the one with longevity.
明星名人成为整形的模板，纹身的图案。
Faces of celebrities and stars become the model for plastic surgery and templates for tattoos.
面对来生却很吝啬，也不晓得如何在今生就提前装扮将来的身体，以确保复活之后身体更加柔美。
Yet they're stingy towards the life to come and does not know how to dress the future body in advance in this life to ensure that the resurrection body would be more glorious.
身体复活是使徒们传福音的核心。
The bodily resurrection is a centerpiece of the apostles' evangelism.
他们前仆后继付上生命的代价并力图让听到福音的人都在主耶稣荣耀复活中有份。
They have paid the price of their lives testifying to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus to make sure that all who have heard the gospel will be partakers in his glorious resurrection.
使徒约翰见证说，你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音，就出来，行善的复活得生，作恶的定复活定罪。
The Apostle John testified,Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment.
使徒保罗在哥林多 前书十五章一直在讲死人复活的真道。
The Apostle Paul preaches the truth of the resurrection of the dead throughout chapter 15 of the 1 Corinthians.
一到十一节列举了耶稣基督死而复活的确据。
Verses 1 to 11 enumerated the certainty of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
12到34节反驳了哥林多教会有人认为没有死人复活的观点。
Verses 12 to 34 refuted the view of the Corinthian church that there is no resurrection of the dead.
35到58节不仅阐明了基督徒将来的身体是何等的荣耀，更给每一位信徒指明了确保身体荣耀复活的三个要诀。
And verses 35 to 58 not only spelled out how glorious the future resurrected body of Christians will be, but also pointed out three essential keys to every believer to ensure a glorious resurrection.
我们先看第一个要诀，佩戴神羔羊谦和柔美的皮衣。
Let us look at the first key, to put on the modest and gentle garment of the Lamb of God.
我再给大家来读一遍林前十五章的三十五到四十九节。
I will read for us 1 Corinthians 15, 35 to 49 again.
或有人问死人复活是带着什么身体来呢？无知的人啊，你所种的若不死就不能生，并且你所种的不是将来的形体，不过是籽粒，既如麦子或是别的菇，但神随自己的意思给他一个形体，并叫各等子粒各有自己的形体，凡肉体各有不同，人是一样，兽又是一样，鸟又是一样，鱼又是一样，有天上的形体，也有地上的形体，但天上的形体的荣光是一样的，地上形体的荣光又是一样，日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光，这是和那星的荣光也有分别。我也邀请大家一起读下面四十二节到四十八节。四十二，使人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的，所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的，所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的，所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。经上也是这样记得说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当，但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。头一个人是出于地，乃属土，第二个人是出于天，那属土的怎样，凡属土的也怎样，属天的怎样，凡属地的也就怎样。我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。
So 1 Corinthians 15, 35 to 49, ESV. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come?You foolish person, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies, and what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel, perhaps of wheat or of some other grain. But God gives it a body that he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. For not all flesh is the same, but there is one kind for humans, another kind for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. There are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is of one kind, and the glory of the earthly is of another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for stars differ from star in glory. So feel free to start join in reading from 42. So is it with the resurrection of the dead? What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, and the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the natural, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so are also those of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. Thank you.
这段经文呢，让信徒们确实的知道，并且坚定的相信呢，复活的主荣耀再来的时候，神必赋予复活的信徒们荣耀无比的形体。
This passage gives believers the certainty and conviction that when the risen Lord returns, God will give the resurrected believers glory and incomparable bodies.
我们将来不只是一个灵魂像天使一样漂浮在天空中来弹琴唱诗敬拜神，而是全新的灵魂体合一，有知有觉，脚踏实地的荣耀的活在天国和新天新地里面的。
Instead of having a soul that floats in the sky like an angel playing the lyre and singing psalms to worship God, they will have a brand new unity of soul and body with knowledge and awareness and living on the ground, gloriously in the kingdom of heaven and in the new heaven and the new earth.
这真理给我们提供了正确的今生指导和真实的人生盼望。
This gives us the proper guidance in our lives and the authentic hope for our life.
对比今世和复活两种身体，他们有着天渊之别，也存在着延续不断的生命连接的。
Contrast the two bodies of the world and the resurrection, which are vastly different, yet also have a continuous connection through life.
我们看今生身体的特点，它是必朽坏的、羞辱的、软弱的、属血气的、出于地，也是属于土的。
So the body of this life is perishable, it is dishonor, it is in weakness, it is physical in flesh, and it is earthly.
这就是说，今生的身体，无论你花多大的代价来保养，都如同播种在土地里的植物种子一样，会不断地走上衰败、腐烂，直至死亡。
The body of this life, no matter how well it is maintained, is like the seed of a plant sown in the earth, and will continue to decay, rot, and eventually die.
不管外貌多么光鲜亮丽，多么强壮威武，都难以掩盖罪性的丑陋和内在的软弱。
No matter how bright and beautiful or strong and mighty the appearance, it cannot hide the ugliness of one's sinful nature and inner weakness.
由尘土所造的自然身体难以脱离自然界的辖制，比重归尘土，因为它的源头是亚当的生命。
The natural body made of dust is not free from the world's dominion.And you will return to dust, for its source is the life of Adam.
未信主之人都在亚当里，都只有在先的旧造的生命。
All the unconverted are in Adam and have only the previous life of old creation.
我们再来看复活的身体。
Let us look at the resurrection body.
它是不朽坏的、荣耀的、强壮的、灵性的、出于天、属于天的。
The resurrection body is imperishable. It is honor, it is in power, it is spiritual, and is from heaven.
就从种子内包含的崭新的幼小生命体从他而萌生长成的。
The resurrection body is a seed containing a brand new life seedling that sprouts and grows.
就像右面的图示一样。
You can see on the image on the right.
它是永远长存，不会衰败，不会死亡，不会受世界的辖制。
It is a supernatural spiritual body from the heaven which endures forever. It does not decay, does not die, and transcends the dominion of the world.
它是来自自然。它是来自超自然的灵体。
It is a supernatural spiritual.
因为它的源头是此生命的灵，末后的亚当，耶稣基督的生命，是在后的新造的生命。
For its source is a life-giving spirit, the life of the last Adam, the Christ. It is the life after, a life of the new creation.
基督徒在世的身体实际上是新旧生命的复合体，恰如植物的种子和有我们有。宝珠放在瓦器里。
The substance of a Christian's earthly body is actually a composite of the new and old life, just like a plant seed or a vessel with jewels inside.
神的羔羊耶稣基督是信徒复活荣耀的唯一的源泉。
Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is the sole source of glory for the believer's resurrection body.
伊甸园中亚当夏娃的皮衣，雅各的皮手套。今天要 洗礼的信徒的洗礼都预表着要佩戴耶稣基督。
Adam and Eve's leather garments in the Garden of Eden, Jacob's leather gloves, and today's believer's baptism are all symbols of putting on Christ.
在今生就与他复活的形体上联合，成为一体。我们在他里面，他也在我们里面，使我们能活着就是基督。
And in this life, we can be united with him in his resurrected form and become one.Where we are in him, he is in us, and we can live as Christ.
将他道成肉身在地上所彰显出的谦卑、柔和、忠心、顺从等荣美的品格都活化在我们身上，才能确保当他显现的时候，我们必要像他。
As we live out all the glorious qualities of humility, meekness, faithfulness, and obedience that he manifested through his time on earth, will ensure that when Christ appears, we shall be like him.
十五章三十四、三十八到四十一节也明确地启示我们，我们今生有不同的身体，虽然是受子父母，却都是神按照他自己的意思分给我们每一个人的。
Verses 38 to 41 reveals that we are different shapes of body in this life, though received from parents, are given by God according to his will and image.
今生的身体无法选择要像谁，唯有欣然地接受。感恩的享用。
We cannot choose who we want to be like in this life, but we can accept it with joy and enjoy it with thanksgiving.
它也是我们将来在天上彼此相应的标记。
It is also a mark for us to recognize each other in the heaven in future.
但神赐给我们每一个人选择复活身体、荣美光亮程度的机会和自由。
However, God gives everyone the opportunity and freedom to choose the degree of glory in this body of the future.
唯有选择佩戴神羔羊所制作的皮衣，才能蒙神掩面，不看我们的罪过，为我们祝福。
Only by choosing to wear the garment of skin made from the Lamb of God can we be blessed by God who covers his face from our sins.
也才能让世人像失明的以撒闻到了雅各身上耶和华泥土的芳香，也成为祝福我们的工具。
Only by doing so can the people, like the blind Isaac, smell the fragrance of the earth of the Lord on Jacob's body and become an instrument of God's blessing.
将来复活的身体多么优美，多么荣耀，我们与我们今生的容颜形体，我们回到天家时的年龄的老少都毫不相干。
The beauty and glory of our future resurrection bodies have nothing to do with how we look in this life or how old we will be when we return to our heavenly home.
衡量将来身体光亮荣美成的唯一标杆，就是我们有几分像复活的耶稣基督。
The only benchmark for measuring the brightness and glory of our future bodies is how much we resemble the resurrected Christ.
唯有坐在宝座上的真神羔羊，像我们刚才所歌唱的，是值得我们今生仰慕和仿效的万世巨星。
Only the Lamb of God on the throne, like we have praised, is the superstar of the ages, worthy of our admiration and imitation in this life.
唯有佩戴基督、活出神羔羊、谦和柔美样式的信徒，才配称这世界上最荣美的人。
Only believers who put on Christ and live like the Lamb of God in humility and tenderness is worthy to be called the most honorable and beautiful person in the world.
让我们来再看第二个要诀，穿上神羔羊宝血洁净的皮白衣。
Let's look at the second key, to wear the white robe washed in the blood of the Lamb of God.
我们一起再读一下林前十五章五十到五十四节。
Let's read together 1 Corinthians 15, 50 to 54.
五十节，弟兄们，我告诉你们，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。我们如今把一切奥秘告诉你们，我们不能得到神教，乃是都要改变，就在一霎间，转念之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，世人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变，这不朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的，这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的。那时经上所记是被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
Let us read together. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot hide the inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must be put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
神的国呢，是指神的道来统治掌管的国度。血肉之体是指属血气的罪物的身体。不能承受神的国。
The kingdom of God refers to the kingdom ruled and governed by the word of God. Flesh and blood refers to the sinful and defiled body of flesh, which cannot bear the kingdom of God.
主再来时，历时历代不同时间、不同地点埋葬的信徒，身体都要瞬间复活，一同经历近千年国度之前的检验和巨变，并做成羔羊婚礼前的美容装扮。
At the Lord's return, the bodies of believers who were buried at different times and places throughout the ages will instantly be resurrected and together undergo the testing and transformation before the millennial kingdom. And we will be dressed up with beauty for the wedding with the Lamb.
神要擦干我们为他受委屈所流的一切的眼泪，洗净我们所有的罪恶和寻道者的血迹，并补齐遵守神旨意砍掉坏挖掉的肢体和眼睛。
The Lord will dry up all the tears that we have shed for him, cleanse us from all the stains of sin and the blood of martyrs, replant the corrupt limbs and eyes that have been cut out and removed out of obedience to God's will.
还要完成血气肢体变成灵性肢体的变性手术，都要带着完全的身体，穿着圣洁的白衣，站在基督的台前。
Will complete the transformational surgery that changes the mortal body into a spiritual body. All of us will stand before the tabernacle of Christ with a complete body dressed in the white robe of holiness.
启示录七章九到十四节描述了将来世界的末期，解开七印和七号吹响之间，使徒约翰所看到的异象。
Revelation 7, 9 to 14 describes the future at the end of the world. Between the unsealing of the seven seals and blowing of the seven trumpet, the Apostle John sees a vision.
此后我看见有许多的人没有能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，穿着白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？我对他说，我主你知道。他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣服洗白净了。
After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb."
白衣真实的含义是什么呢？白衣是基督徒因信耶稣基督而得的衣袍。
What is the true meaning of the white robes? The white robe is a believer's robe of righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ.
白衣也是信徒蒙恩吃喝耶稣之后吸收属灵的活水和营养。
The white robe is also the living water and spiritual nourishment absorbed from Jesus as believers have been graced to eat and drink of him.
今生就让羔羊生命的品格融入我们的灵魂里，行出了他要透过我们在世上所要行的义。
It is in this life that let us infuse the essence and character of the Lamb's life into our soul to practice the righteousness that he wants to practice through us in the world.
启示录的十九章七到八节这样见证，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归于他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Revelation 19:7-8 testifies, "Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints."
使徒保罗一生为这个义做了最美好的见证和传示。
The Apostle Paul bore the best testimony to such righteousness through his life.
从在大马色的路上，在大光中遇见复活的主，做扫罗时的在世上积累的知识、荣耀、前途都被视为粪土，彻底的埋葬。残害基督徒的罪过也被主耶稣的宝血全然涂抹。
From the time he met the risen Lord in the great light on the road to Damascus, the knowledge, glory, and prospers he had accumulated in the world when he was Saul was considered muck and completely buried.His sins from brutalizing Christians were completely blotted out by the blood of the Lord.
他的生命在宣教的旅程中被全然更新，在颠簸的囚车和黑暗的牢笼中奠放着光彩，为主在外邦百姓当中结出了丰盛无比的福音果子。
His life was completely renewed on his missionary journey, and he shined in the midst of the prison and the dark prison, producing abundant and incomparable gospel fruits for the Lord among the Gentiles.
他一再诚恳地分享，罪人之中我是罪魁，我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩典才成，我活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
He repeatedly shared in sincerity, "Sinners, of whom I am the foremost, by the grace of God I am what I am, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain."
他也坦然无惧地宣告，那美好的仗我已打过，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住，从此有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
He also declared frankly and unashamedly, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all those who have loved his appearing."
弟兄姊妹，将来我们在天上，我们都会见到保罗，并一定会对他荣耀的荣光和冠冕羡慕不已。
Brothers and sisters, in the future in heaven, we'll all meet Paul, and we'll surely be envious of his glory and crowns.
你愿不愿意也成为当代的保罗，在我们教会幸福小组的宣教中，也行出同样的义呢？
Would you like to be a contemporary Paul and to exercise the same righteousness in the gospel mission through our church's happiness groups?
我们再看第三个要节，活取神羔羊十架得胜的彩衣。
Let's look at the third key, to obtain the colored coat of the victorious Lamb of God on the cross.
恩典大能的神拣选了我们，让我们能因信得胜，佩戴皮衣，分别为圣，来穿上白衣。
The mighty God of grace has chosen us to be born by faith, put on the garment of Christ, to be sanctified and clothed in white robe.
还要我们在天路旅程中靠着主耶稣的十字架来战胜一切死亡的权势，包括世界、魔鬼、律法。
As well in our heavenly journey by the cross of our Lord Jesus to triumph over all powers of death, including of the world, of the devil, of the law, and more.
以使我们在基督台前的领奖和受衔仪式上，与保罗这样的得胜者一起来领取美丽的彩衣和华冠。
And in the receiving of rewards and titles in front of the Christ's throne, with overcomers like Paul, we will receive beautiful colored coats and crowns.
我们看右边这个彩图，犹太大祭司所穿戴的华美衣袍就是这彩衣的预表。
Let us look at the pictures in the slides. The gorgeous robes and adornment worn by the Jewish high priests were foretaste of this colored coat.
我们再一起看临前十五章五十五到五十八节经文的应许。
Let's look together at the promise of the scripture in 1 Corinthians 15, 55 to 58.
我们一起来读出五十五节。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常竭力为所主公，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里不是徒然的。
O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
世人辛辛苦苦地犯罪服侍罪这个主人，这个恶主却必要给以死作为报酬，用毒钩叫我们不能脱离死的结局。
The world labors to sin and serve the master of sin, but this evil master will give people death as a reward, with a poisonous sting making it impossible for them to escape the ultimate end in death.
而神却白白地赐下恩典，让我们与吞灭死亡、得胜复活的耶稣基督联合，经历和享受他得胜的果实。
On the other hand, God has freely given us the gift of union with Christ, who have swallowed up death and risen victoriously, to experience and enjoy the fruits of his victory.
当我们有软弱，他在我们里面提醒离开，不要靠近试探。即便我们有失败，他也催促我们赶快回转，赶快脱离凶恶。
When we're weak, he reminds us to depart and not to draw near to temptation.And even when they fail, he urges us to turn back and get out of the way of evil.
当我们遇急难和强敌呼救的时候，他站在我们身边，斥着风浪，吓退恶魔，让我们得释放、自由和平安。
When we cry out as we encounter troubles and enemies, he stands by us to rebuke the winds and waves, to frighten away the devil, and liberates us into peace and happiness and freedom.
当我们竭力做工、劳苦疲乏时，他呼唤我们说。到我这里来必得安息。
When we are weary from our labors, he calls to us, Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
真正与主同服一轭的人，所有的担子都应当是轻省的，每一份主工都不会徒劳无益，都会有永恒的果效伴随我们，来编织出得胜的产业。
For those who are truly yoked with the Lord, all their burdens should be light, and every work of the Lord will not be in vain, but will be accompanied by eternal fruits, producing for us the colored robes of victory.
创世纪中雅各和约瑟的故事是最真实的先例。
The story of Jacob and Joseph in the book of Genesis is the truest of precedent.
雅各可以说是多数信徒生命本性的最贴切的代表，他喜欢两手抓。
Jacob, who could be said to be the most apt representative of the nature of most believers' lives, loved to grasp with both hands.
一手不择手段地抓世上的利禄，另一手处心积虑地抓天上的祝福，而且两手都要赢，结果是一生劳苦愁烦。
On one hand, grasping the world's profit by any means necessary. On the other, grasping the blessings of heaven with all of his heart. And trying to win with both hands resulted in a life of toil and sorrow.
当流落他乡，将一切都放在耶和华独一的神、天地的主手中，他才得到了晚年的安息，并得到了为法老和众子孙祝福的信心和权柄。
It was only when he was stranded in a foreign land and placed everything in the hand of the Lord of heaven and earth, the Lord, the only true God, that he was able to have a peaceful old age and gain the confidence and authority to bless the Pharaoh and his children.
约瑟自幼是敬虔，诚实来敬畏神，并圣洁之手，得父亲雅各的偏爱。
Joseph was an honest and godly child and enjoyed the favor of his father Jacob.
但这位肉身父亲所赐的彩衣却成了他引发骨肉同袍记恨上险遭死亡的血衣。
But the colorful coat given to him by his fleshly father became the bloody garment that provoked the hatred of his own brothers and brought him close to death.
是恩典的神借以东商人将他救出深坑，卖到埃及，死而复活。
It was the God of grace through the merchants of Edom who rescued him from the pit and brought him into Egypt, raising him from the dead and giving him victory over death.
又连续经过赦又牢狱，耐心和信心都经历了被黑暗中的磨练，然后被高举，征服了世上的君王和臣宰，成为统管整个埃及全地的宰相。
And in victories over temptation, over prison, his faith and patience refined through the darkness that he was buried with, he was exalted, conquered the king and rulers of the world, and he became the ruler over Egypt.
他还用从神而来的怜悯饶恕了伤害的弟兄，用爱心赢得了骨肉同袍的敬重和合一。
He spared his brothers who have wronged him with mercy from God and won the respect and unity of his flesh and blood with love.
可以说，约瑟是穿着神赐的彩衣走完了余生。
It can be said that Joseph walked the rest of his life in this colored coat of God.
约瑟也是一个坚信死后身体复活、盼望得到永恒彩衣的人。
Joseph was also a man who firmly believed in the resurrection of the body after death and looked forward to this eternal colored coat.
他立誓是殷切地吩咐他的弟兄们，务必将自己的尸体带回神应许之地，等候荣耀主的降临。
He instructed his brothers to make sure that his body was brought back to God's promised land to wait for the coming of the Lord of glory.
弟兄姐妹们，你愿意也想有一件主耶稣十字架编织的彩衣吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you also want to have this colorful coat made from the victory of the Lord of cross?
请你追随雅各、约瑟以及使徒约翰的脚踪。
Then please follow in the footsteps of Jacob, Joseph, and the Apostle John.
面对任何的环境，都在耶稣基督的患难国度忍耐中一同有份，做出容神一人的美好见证。
No matter the circumstances, always be part of the sufferings, the kingdom, and the patience of Jesus Christ to bear good witness for the glory of God and for the good of men.
最后分享一下我四个女儿的故事。
Finally, let me share the story of my four daughters.
大女儿，贝贝是我独生爱女。
My only child.
今天在做我的翻译，实在是令人感恩。
I'm grateful for the Lord for she is serving as my interpreter today.
另外三个是养女。
I also have three adopted daughters.
小女儿叫 Piper， 是一只叫暹罗猫。
So, youngest daughter Piper, a Siamese cat.
小时候是非常艳丽可爱，但性格有点孤僻之傲，仿佛他就是家里的主人。
Very gorgeous and cute as a kitten, but a bit of a narcissistic loner, as if she was the master of the house.
当需要饭食和铲屎官，就对着人喵喵叫，得到满足就自己躺平享受。
So when need of a meal and a poop scooper, she would meow at us, and when she was satisfied, she would just lay back and enjoy herself.
大女儿要抱抱她，被多次咬伤。
My eldest daughter always want to hug her, but have gotten bitten many times.
平时喜欢小老鼠的玩具，睡觉时也拉到身边陪伴，但是家里闹大耗子，她却不敢捕捉。
So she likes little mouse toys, which she pulls to her side for company when she sleeps. However, when the house is infested with rats, she does not dare to go near.
晚上听见耗子闹出咬东西的声音呢，吓得远远盯着，不敢靠近。典型的叶公好龙，隔岸观火心态。
So at night, when she hears their noises in the dark, she stares from afar out of fear, not daring to move. The typical mentality of an actionless talker and an entertained bystander.
二女儿 Summer 是一只拉布拉多黑狗，在右上角。
So Summer, a second daughter, a black Labrador shown on the upper right image.
非常聪明，也很忠诚，喜欢猜主人的心思，常常凭着记忆。
She's very smart and also very loyal, but likes to guess the owner's mind, often trying to help out of her own will and interest.
我每次在苗圃开拖拉机，他会都会叼着花盆跑到前面，看看图上，好像要帮忙运盆，却总是要掉落到路中间。
So as you can see in the picture, every time I drove a tractor in the nursery, she will run in front of it with flower pots in her mouth, as if she wanted to help, but she will always drop them in the middle of the road.
我一不小心都会压碎，几家园的盆就报销了，她自己还沾沾自喜。
If I'm not careful, the pots will be crushed, a few dollars will be wasted, yet she's still complacent in herself.
等我训斥她要减免她下次的 treat, 才意识到又闯祸了，夹着尾巴握在角落里反思。过两天又忘了，故伎重演。
And only when I threatened to take her away her treat next time did she realize that she was in trouble. And with her tail tucked between legs, she would lie down in a corner to reflect and sulk. And then after a couple of days forgetting about it, she would do the same thing again.
三女儿 Oreo 是一个杂交花狗，最右下边。
So a third daughter Oreo, a crossbreed on the bottom.
Oreo, yeah. 她是机警好斗，尽职守职。但是容易犯错惹祸。
She's alert, headstrong, dutiful, but prone to mistakes and trouble.
曾多次咬死和咬伤了这个入侵我们院子里的臭鼬啊，小顽熊。咬死臭鼬之后，满院子的狐臭味半个月才消失，还咬死了我们喂养的一只公鸡。
So she has bitten and killed several skunks and raccoons that have invaded our yard. And after she killed a skunk, it took over half a month for the odor to go away.She also killed a rooster that we were feeding.
面对强敌呢，她是勇敢征战，但又不知量力。
She's brave in the face of enemies, but she does not know her limits.
这是张照片，这右下角是一只大狗熊来我的前院来游荡寻食，它跳着脚来对着狗熊吼叫，但是狗熊不理不睬。
So this photo shows a big black bear wandering in our front yard looking for food. She's jumping on her feet and barking loudly, but the bear ignores her.
直到我听到喊叫，拼命地开着拖拉机按喇叭，才把大狗熊赶走。
It wasn't until I heard the commotion and honked loudly on the tractor that the bear was scared away.
弟兄姊妹，从与这三个宠物相处的经历，让我感悟到信徒生命的光景以及。与神的这个关系常常和这些可爱的动物与人的关系是一样的。
Brothers and sisters, from the experience of spending time with the three pets, it made me realize that the life of a believer and his relationship with God are often like the relationship between these cute animals and their owners.
我们都离不开神的抚养和供应。
We're all inseparable from God's nurture and provision.
但是有的人躺平自顾自己享受，有的人想做事却帮倒忙。有的莽莽撞撞要为神做大事，却难免惹祸和无能为力。
Some of us lay back and only care about our own enjoyment. Some of us try to do something but are not helping. And some of us are reckless and want to do great things for God but inevitably get into trouble and are unable to do anything about it.
信徒一生的过程，复活时都要在主审判台前来回放。
The course of a believer's life will be played back before the Lord's judgment seat at the resurrection.
我们都会看到，不佩戴皮衣，我们始终是赤身裸体，一无所有。
We will all see that without wearing Christ, we'll always be naked and utterly lacking.
我不穿上白衣，我们言行举止会一无所事。
Without putting on the white robes, we'll be empty in our speech and behavior.
没有主的十字架，我们辛勤做工将一事无成。
Without the Lord's cross, we'll be worthless despite our hard work.
我们的所生所事所为，全都在乎赐恩的主。
Our life, our being, and our doing are all dependent upon the Lord of grace.
一切的荣耀都出于也归于主耶稣，神尊贵的羔羊。
All glory come from and unto Jesus, the Lamb of God.
我们必须把旧照的生命像一粒麦子埋在地里死了，才能借助许多的子粒荣耀我们的主，也从他得荣耀复活的新生命。
We must bury our old life like a grain of wheat in the ground to die in order to produce more good seed, to glorify our Lord, and to receive from him the new life of the glorious resurrection.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，感谢你舍身十架，胜过死亡，死而复活，我们成就了救赎的大恩。
Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for sacrificing yourself on the cross to overcome death and for raising from the dead to fulfill the great gift of salvation for us.
不仅拯救我们的灵魂，也应许将赐予我们强壮的、荣耀的、永不朽坏的身体。
Not only to save our souls, but also to promise to give us strong, glorified, and incorruptible bodies in the future.
我们将我们当中没有接受你的慕道朋友恭敬的交托你恩手之中，求你光的灵光照感动他们，尽早的将复活的生命接到心中，早日配上救恩的皮衣。
We raise to you in your glorious hands of those who are only here and have not yet received you, and ask your spirit to illuminate them, to move them, and to receive your resurrection life into their hearts.And to put on this garment of salvation as soon as possible.
恳求你的灵来坚固每一个在你里面的儿女，在带着荣耀复活的盼望，皮衣白衣彩衣一样不缺，每天都努力的为你而活。
I implore your spirit to strengthen every son and daughters in your faith with the glory, with the hope, and the coat of the leather, white, and colored robes, all the same and to strive to live to you every day.
背起福音的十字架，让越来越多的人在复活的荣耀中一同有份。
Take up the cross of the gospel so that more and more may have shared together in this glorious resurrection.
奉主的名祷告，阿们。
In the name of Lord Jesus, amen.
谢谢大家。